Within the gay community, I'm not seen as a person. And that is a big thing. Or you want to get into bar. And so many times I've been asked at GAY at the door, do you know this is a gay bar? And I'm like, really, it's 1 a.m. in the middle of the night. I'm standing in queue to get into this place. And you're asking me if I know this is a gay bar. Are you kidding me that I've left my bed, the comfort of my bed, to queue up for 30 minutes to get here, and you're telling me, you know, and these things are very subtle, and I can deal with it, you know, I can, but I look around me, and I see young black gay people, and I just question how much these kids are having to deal with pop culture, with racism, with homophobia, with so many things at the same time, and do they have the necessary support network to be able to deal with it? Because importantly for me, I was never black until I came to this country. I was never black. It was when I got to this country I became black. And in as much as I don't like to classify myself as black because of the baggage that comes with it, I see it as a process of empowerment for me. And I own it, I take it on board. It has really helped me, and I celebrate my blackness, but it's such a struggle.